Good morning. Welcome to our Monday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're going to be talking and praying this week about a stewardship. Kind of a follow-up from yesterday's message, A Road of Ownership, and discovered that on this road to resurrection that Jesus was on, ownership was what he had. But for us, as we examine what we really own, we discover that it all belongs to God. And therefore, instead of our road of resurrection being a road of ownership, ours is a road of stewardship. It's about how we manage what God has given us, what he's loaned us, what he's allowed us to use. And so this week, every day during the week, we'll be talking and praying about some aspect of this stewardship that God has called us to as his children, as his servants, as his stewards. The verses I'll read this week all come out of the New American Standard Bible. It's the one translation that tended to use the word steward, which fit with what I wanted to. The meaning was all the same, but it was nice to have that word as a reminder. And so today we're going to be talking and praying about a stewardship of people. And Luke 12, verse 42 says, "And the Lord said, Who then is the faithful and sensible steward whom his master will put in charge of his servants to give them their rations at the proper time?" A lot to unpack within that verse. To be a steward that God would describe as faithful and sensible. One that cares for others. That recognizes responsibility. And I think God has given us, and the Bible teaches, each according to our ability. An ability based on how he created us, an ability based on our willingness to learn, to learn with humility. And when we consider God's calling in our life, part of that calling is to be faithful and sensible in the way that we care for others. To recognize the needs of those around us, of those that are our responsibility, either because they're family members, because we're in a position of leadership, whatever it might be, to recognize that we have a responsibility as God's servant, as his steward, as one who is in charge of managing part of what God owns, you know, at the very least, we are stewards of what he has put in our life. But many times that responsibility flows over into a responsibility for others. And as we consider what others need, he talks about giving the servants, in essence, it could say the other servants, a steward is also in that category, their food, what they need to survive, what they need that day. And so many times we think about what we need. And as long as my needs are met, the thought of others, well, tends to be lacking at times. And God's desire, as we recognize this road of stewardship that we're on, each week from, well, starting last week up through Resurrection Sunday, we're going to be talking about different aspects of this road to resurrection. The road that Jesus traveled that week prior to his death, burial, and resurrection. The road that we travel today as those who have died in Christ and have been raised to new life. And part of the responsibility of walking this road of resurrection is a stewardship of people, that we pay more attention, better attention, more close, that we gaze. Just as we spend time gazing deeply into God's Word, we spend time gazing deeply into the needs of those around us. We learn to care for the people that we fellowship with in church, that we live with in family, that we work with in our workplace, that we study with in our schools. We recognize and begin to notice them not just as another body taking up space, but as a person created in the image of God, a person whom God loves. That was the heart of this road of ownership, which became a road of stewardship for us, message. Was a declaration by Jesus based on the image stamped into a coin to give to Caesar what is Caesar's and to God what is God's. And as human beings created in the image of God, we have been stamped with his image as Christians. Reborn by the blood of Jesus and his Spirit within us, we are stamped with his image. We belong to him. We have given ourselves to him. And as his stewards, as his managers, as his servants, our mind ought to continually be on what pleases him, what brings him gain, how we honor him, how we obey him. It's those characteristics that bring us to that point of being a faithful and a sensible servant. A steward that cares what our master wants. Not just cares what our master wants for us, but cares what our master wants for us to do. And so we are wise in the way that we treat others. We are wise in the way that we help others. We are wise in the way that we serve others. We become that faithful and sensible servant when we see the needs that people have. And we recognize our master that God has given us what they need. And that our responsibility isn't to store up the things that God has given us to share, but it's to share the things that God has given us to share. And that stewardship of people is not simply food and stuff. It's the Word of God. The Bible talks about a famine, not a famine of bread, but a famine of the Word of God, that people are dying. And sometimes they're dying of physical starvation, but more are dying of a spiritual starvation because we're not being good stewards. Sharing with others the faith that we have, we relinquish that responsibility and that task to others. Well, that's the preacher's job. That's the somebody else's job. That's the Sunday school teacher's job. That's not my job. But as those called to walk this road of stewardship, to be on this road that we live as those resurrected in Christ, that calling is for all of us to be faithful and sensible, to share the Word of God that was planted within us, that's supposed to be producing fruit, that multiplies by its very nature. And so just as we look to the physical needs of others, to consider how God has enabled us to help them, we look to the spiritual needs of others. And we realize that we comfort with the same comfort that we ourselves have received. We help with the same help that we ourselves have received. We serve with the same service that we ourselves have received. We love with the same love that we ourselves have received. The nature of God is to plant Himself within us through His Spirit so that we grow and that we overflow into the lives of others. The stewardship of people is a stewardship that cares. It cares about the physical condition of people. It cares about the spiritual condition of people. It cares about the emotional condition of people. We represent a God that loves, a God that's just, a God that's holy, a God that's forgiving. And sometimes all of those elements are difficult for us to mesh together in balance. And so we look to Jesus and we discover how to live life, how to care for people, how to be that faithful and sensible steward. Today, as we have opportunity, it's my prayer that every one of us would grow as that steward that cares for people. And that in doing so, that we would make Christ known more visible, more clearly, more honestly than ever before. And as we care for others, we recognize and we accept that God has also appointed faithful and sensible stewards who care for us. You see, no one's left out when we follow God's plan. It's only when we do things our way that people tend to get neglected. Just spend some time today praying with me. Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. You've given us all that we need to accomplish what You've called us to do, who You've called us to be. And God, today I pray that each one of us would be that faithful and sensible steward. We would recognize those that You have put in our life that have helped us, that have cared for us, that has provided for us what we've needed in terms of food, whether it's physical food, spiritual food, emotional food, whatever it is that we needed at the time. You brought somebody into our life to share it. And Father, may we not only be thankful for those people, but may we be those people that care for others, that notice what they need, that can recognize the difference between what they think they need and what they actually need. And that in love and concern and compassion, we can share and be that wise servant that cares and provides and realizes that what we give isn't ours to begin with. That we would be more generous as we recognize that we're giving of you, and we're giving of your ownership when we give to others. Father, today help us to live life in a way that looks at ownership from a new light and realizes more clearly than ever before that the ownership all belongs to you, and that our road is simply one of stewardship. And Father, may we recognize how you have put others in our life that have been in that steward role, that have cared for us. May we learn from those examples. And when it's our turn to be that steward that cares for them or cares for somebody else entirely, may we do so in a faithful and sensible way. Father, as we live sharing what you've given, sharing the word that was so eagerly planted within us and has grown within us, may we do so for the purpose of being obedient to you, for the purpose of seeing your kingdom grow, for the purpose of watching that seed produce great fruit. Great fruit in our lives, great fruit in the lives of those around us, great fruit in the kingdom, in your kingdom. And Father, today, as we continue to grow and learn and practice what it looks like to be that faithful and sensible steward, may we consistently lift up Jesus, so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Monday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.